More sunny weather on the way over the weekend. It's going to be hot. Temperatures forecast to hit 30 degrees in some areas of the country tomorrow. Met Éireann has issued a yellow warning for high temperatures for 14 counties today and for the rest of the country tomorrow. Our reporter Joe Caulfield made a trip to the seaside yesterday to chat with people having fun in the sun.
The unmistakable sound of the summer on the rare occasions where the sun really shines.
I love to go to ice cream shops and to go to the beach.
And with the good weather promised to stay for the weekend, these people at the 40 Foot in Dublin are intent on making the most of it.
Enjoy it. Off work, just enjoy it while we can, innit? Like, yeah, brilliant, you know. Enjoy the view. A nice barbecue now later on and happy days. Chill out.
Oh, well, I love the sun coming out to say hello because I swim every day and I've had four swims now today in Sandy Cove, and so I'm very happy.
And do you like all the company or do you like it when you have
to
yourself?
No, the crack is fantastic. All these people around here who come regularly and some who are irregularly.
It's brilliant, it is, yeah, and it gets the crowds out, and it's great to see the lot of young kids out as well, jumping in the 40 foot and enjoying the weather.
Puts everyone in such a good mood though, doesn't it?
Seldom is wonderful, but it does, yeah, it does. Puts a lot of smiles, even a smile on your own face.
What are you going to do now for the weekend to enjoy it?
Back down here again tomorrow probably, and we'll go a few places that we don't normally go because of the weather.
And this really is the weekend to make the most of the sunshine, as Siobhan Ryan from Met Éireann explains.
Well, more of the same over the weekend. Lots of very warm, hot weather on the way. Temperatures today, Friday, we've got a yellow high temperature warning for the Midlands, north, east and east of Ireland. Tomorrow, actually, it's a nationwide high temperature warning that comes into operation. So that's temperatures widely in excess of 27 degrees Celsius. And I expect even tomorrow, values could climb in excess of 30 degrees Celsius. So the warmest day or hottest day of the year, I should say, potentially on the way tomorrow, Saturday. And Sunday, actually, the temperatures still look really very good. Of course, it's a good news weather story. But on Sunday, there's going to be some bits of showery rain pushing in off the Atlantic source. That will be needed rain in those locations. But by and large, lots of dry, fine, hot sunshine on the way this weekend. So do enjoy, but do take care.
Dublin's Grafton Street has taken on a decidedly Mediterranean air. And in Stephen's Green, sun worshipping is the only activity on anyone's mind.
You like sitting in the sun and doing nothing. Just sitting in the sun, that's all.
Does it remind you of past summers that were lovely and maybe reliving your youth a small bit?
Were we dreaming they were lovely or were they really lovely? But I can remember, can you?
Yeah.
The summers, we were just saying that. I was just saying it's great to see the young people out walking with the babies and all. It is great to see them.
What do you love about this beautiful weather that we're having at the moment?
All the weirdos it brings out. Well, we just got asked what was it, take our photo, 100 beautiful girls for Instagram. It was a scam.
How do you know?
Because she was trying to get money.
When it is sunny, the vibe of the city is completely changed. Everybody seems a bit happier, seems a bit more open. Everybody walking around in the sun, I think, maybe subconsciously, we're all dying for the sun. It happens so infrequently that when it does happen, it's almost like a complete vibe shift of the city as well.
Do you feel people have this urge to make the most of it as well because it is fleeting?
People, yes, but if I think about myself, do I make the most of it? I kind of did check the app and look at how's the weather for the next few days. Knowing that it's going to be nice over the next few days, it kind of shifted my plans of what I was in or previously doing to what I'm actually going to do for the next few days, which is actually make the most of it.
Tell us how.
I'm actually going to go to the parks, which I don't normally do. I don't live in the city centre, so I'm making the effort to come into the city centre to make the most of it. I'm catching up with friends, whereas normally I'd sit at home and think I'll procrastinate and I'll wait, whereas this actually makes me come out and be more social.
So make the most of it while it lasts is the message.
Yeah, definitely.
As people enjoying the sun, speaking to our reporter Joe Caulfield.